Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, also known as APHIS, has updated tagging requirements for certain classes of cattle moving across state lines. Beginning earlier this week, on Tuesday, November 5th, if you move specific classes of cattle across state lines using an ear tag as your form of official animal identification, those tags must be electronic. This requirement only applies to sexually intact beef cattle that are 18 months or older, dairy cattle of all ages, and any cattle that are going to a rodeo, show, or expedition. This requirement only applies to the type of cattle mentioned above that were subject to animal disease traceability rule before when they move across state lines. The new APHIS rule does not apply to feeder cattle. In response to the earlier October fires, the Outdoor Heritage Fund has approved the North Dakota Forest Service to proceed with an open enrollment for windbreak renovations for those impacted by the wildfires. The Windbreak Renovation Innovation is a grant program through the Outdoor Heritage Fund that offers technical and financial support to landowners to restore their deteriorated windbreaks. This program will be used to support landowners in rebuilding the essential conservation infrastructure that our field and homestead tree rows lost to fires. These windbreaks provide many ecological services to farmers and the landscape, such as controlling erosion, providing wildlife habitat, and contributing to long-term health of our rural communities and agriculture systems. Landowners interested in receiving this assistance can visit www.ndstockman.org for the link to request a site visit that allows them to access the windbreak condition and get a better understanding of the landowner's goals. Any questions can be directed to Matt Olson, Forest Stewardship Manager, at 701-683-4323. Two state cattle industry leaders have been named to the North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation Board of Directors. Shane Anderson of Towner and Lowell Mallard of Bismarck were recently appointed as directors of the 501c3 charitable organization. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation works to provide hope and opportunity for the state's beef cattle industry in this and future generations through scholarship, leadership, promotion, research, building, and disaster relief objectives. And mark your calendars, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association Steedstock Council will be hosting its annual webinar on Thursday, November 21st at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Pre-registration is required for the webinar. To register, visit www.ndstockman.org. For 95 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.